This is file 24. Today's date is April 6, 2016. I am interviewing Chani Wells and her husband Crosby, I hope. And Chani's going to talk about Mount Riga, the Beautification Committee, anything else she wants to talk about. And if I'm very lucky, I'll get Crosby and talking about Hotchkiss, his father's birthday, and things like that. But first, we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
Hedwig Matilda Poro Wells.
Known as Chani. I think that's wonderful. Your birth date?
July 28, 1945.
And your birthplace?
Caracas, Venezuela.
And your parents' names?
José Rafael Porro and Clemencia Molina de Porro.
José is spelled?
J-O-S-E.
Wanted to make sure. Do you have siblings?
I have one brother, Rafael Alfredo Porro.
And I now know how to spell Rafael.
No P-H.
No P-H. I want him to be an artist. Educational background after high school.
I went to Goucher College in Towson, Maryland, and I have an A.B. My major was philosophy.
Wonderful. How did you come to this area?
Well, when Crosby and I were married, I started coming up to Mount Riga, and that would have been 77, 78. And we were still living in Manhattan, and we came up on weekends, and then some summers we would spend about a month on Mount Riga.
You were married on Mount Riga, weren't
yes,
you?
Yes, we were married at the cabin on Mount Riga, and then my brother-in-law had an English taxi cab, and we drove down in that to the White Hart, where we had our reception.
When were you married? What month?
August 6, 1978.
What was your impression of Mount Riga when you first went there?
It was the best swimming I've had in years. Just wonderful. It was very cozy. Everybody knew each other. Very friendly, lots of parties.
Good. And you were welcomed like a long-lost sister.
Right.
Oh, how wonderful. Can you describe for me the Wells camp that you live in now?
Okay, there are five camps in a row.
Are you on the lower lake or the upper lake?
We're on the lower lake.
Okay.
And it's the Wells area, and there's the Schwartz camp, which is Crosby's sister. She has a place there. Then Frank Wells has a place. Then Virginia Wells Blaker has a place. And then our place.
And are they, do you sleep in the cabin, or is there a separate sleeping cabin?
No, in our case, we sleep.
Did you mention Conrad?
No, Conrad Wells has a cabin there, too. We sleep in what was called the boys' cabin, because that's where the Wells boys, there were five of them, spent, as they grew up, they would stay there. Mm-hmm. So that's where Crosby and I have our cabin. And it's a one-room, everything.
Open plan, everything.
Yeah. And then there is a sleeping cabin for guests.
Is there a girls' cabin?
No, it's not like the Warner camp.
Okay, so there's a guest cabin.
Mm-hmm. And this is our particular
area.
Little area,
yeah.
Because the Blakers have something else, Frank Wells has something else, and Virginia has something else.
And the reason that I asked this is because I got to see Wish Come True,
which is different. It's a totally different world.
Which is why I wanted you to describe where you are.
We are on the lower lake, which is the view isn't as fantastic as Wish Come True. I mean, we have a cab directly across. The public beach is a little bit further down.
Okay, so you're across from Camp Ozone.
Right, right.
And is it the guest beach, Ostrander's Beach?
Yeah. So we're right down there. You're doing well.
I'm learning. When you are living there, do you use a wood stove or do you use propane?
No, we have a propane stove.
And you cook with propane?
Yes.
And is your toilet facilities?
We have an outhouse.
How about water?
It's pumped to a tank, and we have running water.
Is it from the lake?
The lake, yeah. Nobody's ever gotten sick.
Oh, I know. It is the most pristine body of water I think I've ever seen. Do you know when the camp that you live in, when it was built?
1929, the boys' cabin was built, and it was built because there were the last remaining chestnuts, and the builder, the carpenter, whatever, told Mother Wells that this was the time to do it. So it was. Yeah.
Chestnut lasts forever.
Yeah, and they're quite beautiful.
Yes.
The light, it's very sort of a honey colored at night. Beautiful.
It's a beautiful, beautiful area, too.
And we don't have electricity, so all our lighting in the boys' cabin is kerosene.
That's a warm light.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very warm light.
Very warm light.
Oh.
Literally and figuratively.
Yes. Oh, yes.
It can be a very hot light in
yes.
the summer.
And cleaning the chimneys are not...
Yeah, no,
not a lot of fun. Anything else you'd like to tell me about your impressions of Mount Riga?
Well, as I say, it was just very friendly and sort of... I miss it because it's not...
It's not the same.
We're a different generation,
yep.
You feel it.
Well, yes, you do, because you've been going up there for a good number of years, and you've seen it change gradually. But yes, it has changed. In doing these various interviews, it's gone from wood stoves to propane. It's gone from outdoor latrines to sometimes chemical toilets inside.
Yeah, for example, Conrad Crosby's son, who mm-hmm. has a camp right next to ours, he has a chemical toilet.
Yeah.
And he has LED lights.
Mm-hmm.
And he does have electricity, but he uses it sparingly.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Do you have a generator? No.
No.
Because
he
you don't.
Does.
He does.
He
okay.
Does.
All right.
In a sense, there is a generator because that's what's used to pump the water out of the lake.
Yes, you have to have something like that.
But it's not used for anything else.
We're going to go on to the Garden Club and the Beautification Committee. You were a member of Garden Club?
I was a member of the Garden Club for about 5 years, I suspect, but I found I was so busy with my office work that although I work here at my house,
it's
using
still,
the computer, it just it
still,
didn't work out.
Yes, I'm finding that out. Was the Beautification Committee sort of a spin-off from the Garden Club?
It is a spin-off. Initially, the Garden Club had numerous committees, and one of them was the Beautification mm-hmm. Committee. I remember Emmy Corbière planting at this time of year outside the liquor store. I have a picture someplace.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, this is not the year to be planting anything.
No. We're supposed to do it next week, but I'm beginning to wonder.
Next week doesn't sound much better.
No.
How often do you meet with the Beautification
Well,
Committee?
We have one meeting early in the year, and then we have another meeting in May when we send out the request for funds, mm-hmm. and then we meet each time that we plant, which is now.
April.
Then in May, just before Memorial Day, then just mums we plant just before the
fall festival.
Fall festival, and then just before Thanksgiving we do the greenery.
Okay. And about how many people are on the committee?
It varies.
Yeah.
There are five
solid members.
Solid members, and then we can have up to 13 sometimes. Mm. I mean, I'd send emails to about 13 people.
But it's whoever's here.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you particularly to tell me the areas that are planted in Salisbury.
Okay, in front of the window boxes at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Then the two planters in the little drive that goes down to the market.
Mm-hmm.
Then the two planters in front of the post office, the window box in the post office, and the two planters in front of the Salisbury Association. Then we have one planter in front of Vale and Vale, or Ackerley and whatever.
Yeah, it used to be At Home in the Country.
Yeah, we did.
There.
We used to do it for At Home in the Country, but it's been inherited by...
Vale and Vale.
Okay, and then we have the window box in front of the liquor store.
Okay.
And the trash container in front of... to the side of the pharmacy, and one in front to the side of the Eliza Pete building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Town hall?
Oh, I'm sorry, the town hall.
That's the obvious one.
Yeah, they're very long, and they take a lot of work.
Oh, yes, and I think they are going to be either relined or remade this year. Do you have any paid staff?
We have somebody who comes and waters the plants and feeds them and deadheads them, and we pay her every month. And then we have a carpenter who fixes
the necessary boxes.
Yeah.
Who buys the plants?
Barbara Nichols and I are usually the ones who do some. Sometimes there are other people involved, but that's usually the case.
And where do you get your plants?
Freund's.
Up in East Canaan?
Up in East Canaan, and on the way to Armenia,
Greystone. In Sharon.
Yeah, we've tried various places, and those seem to be the best for us.
When you send out this fund letter...
Mm-hmm.
Are people responsive?
We've been, last year, I mean, considering how small it is, last year we got about $3,500.
Really?
Yes.
I am amazed.
Yeah. No, no.
What was this, Jenny?
The funding for the...
Beautification Committee funding.
Tell them all your other good words.
Anything that you want to add about the Beautification Committee
before
I ask you about other things that you've done?
No, we're very happy with the... We like the volunteer aspect of the Beautification Committee.
One thing I wanted to ask, when you come to plant, what do you have to bring with you?
Well, the usual...
Trowel.
Trowel and watering can and...
Gloves
and...
Trash bag.
Trash bag, yeah.
I remember the trash bag.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the other civic activities that
I've done the Salisbury, the Housatonic Child Care Center, whatever it's called.
Oh, the daycare?
Yes. I did that for about 6 years. Then I did...
And this is when it was on Wells Hill?
No, it had just moved to
the new... It had just moved up to
San... It had just moved to the new building.
Okay.
Then extras. I did that for about 6 years, too.
I just found out how the name was... devolved.
Yes.
I did Barbara Polk yesterday. I was impressed. Okay.
I was thinking of the people I served under, and besides Reverend Tabor, mm-hmm. it was White.
Mary Alice White?
No. It's a young woman, and she had her children there. I'll think of the name. And, mm-hmm. Teresa Carroll also.
And Carroll? Teresa Carroll?
Yes, Carroll. Mm-hmm. I think Judy McKernan was also very involved in that. And then the Noble Auxiliary. I was secretary.
Oh, lucky.
And the library, I was involved in the annual appeal and fundraising.
When were you involved with the Noble Horizon?
Oh, that was until last year.
So in the 2000 area.
2013.
With the library appeal, were you working with... Who was the treasurer on the board at that time?
The president... I served under three presidents. And one was...
Tom Key?
Well, Tom Key was one of them, and Ron Jones was before him. Mm-hmm. And before Ron was a woman who's very... She's very well known. The library conference room is named after,
not Sarah Wardell.
Yeah, Sarah Wardell.
I'm glad I got the good memory. And what else? You've been on other things, I know.
It's the Lion's Head board. I was there for 3 years.
Were you secretary?
I was secretary, yes.
That's a hard job.
Very.
Very hard job. Have we missed anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to the interview before we close?
No, I was just thinking, talking to a friend, that, you know, this area is, you're really in a bubble. It's like, you know, the world is disappearing, but this is so pleasant and Shangri-La.
It is very much a Shangri-La, with tendrils out into the real world, yeah. But not too much.
Yeah, because Donald Warner used to call Salisbury Shangri-La, and Mount Riga Brigadoon, because
Oh, good heavens!
It fell asleep every winter.
That is a wonderful, wonderful simile. I love it. What a wonderful... Thank you so much.
You're welcome.